Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
And we'll get on to the fact that you've got a house to give away. We'll get on to that in a few minutes. But first of all, I can't have a former tip captain, an All-Ireland winning tip captain on, without asking you about Tipperary and about hurling in general, this current season, this league season that's on. How are you feeling about it?
I'm really enjoying it from a Tipperary perspective. I suppose we're pleased with the start that we've had. Mm. We've had two good wins. We beat Galway in the first game in Wexford the following week and had a great game against Limerick the last day. Unfortunately, came out the wrong side of it. But overall, you'd be pleased with where the team is at. There's a lot of young players being introduced, which is good from a future perspective.
Yeah.
I think the way the league has been going is a reflection really of the hurling landscape at the moment. It's really competitive. It's kind of a case of the old cliche of anyone can beat anyone. It's really enjoyable to watch.
Doesn't the new structure kind of lend itself to that? Because obviously with, you know, Division 1A and Division 1B, you know, you have the strongest teams in 1A. So therefore, you are playing teams that anyone can beat anyone.
Absolutely. And it's pretty cutthroat then because there's two teams that will actually go down to 1B. So.
Yeah.
You can find yourself in that position quite quickly. So I think teams have approached it a little bit differently this year where they know they have to win a certain amount of games, whereas, you know, there could have been a case in other years where it's kind of used as purely preparation for championship, whereas you can't afford to do that now. So teams are putting out their strongest 15 that they have available, and it just makes for better games.
If you had at this point, and we're a long way away from the All-Ireland final, but if you had at this point to pick somebody that you think might go and do it, who are you favouring at this point? You don't have to say Tip, even though Cahill's sitting here listening to you.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot here now, Dave.
I am, absolutely am, brother. That's my plan.
No, look, I think when you look at it and take a step back, you would have to still say that Limerick would be favourites for an All-Ireland, just with the strength of their panel and team. And, you know, you obviously have a number of teams there, like Clare, Cork, and you'd like to be able to say that Tip, Galway, other teams like that will be in the fray as well. So Limerick's to lose, probably, if you're being completely frank about it. But I think last year proved that hurling is a game that's quite unpredictable, and anything can happen, I suppose, with the way injuries and that's the one thing about the new structure, Dave, is that games week on week mean that a small injury can rule a player out for a number of games.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't have been the case in the past.
It is, and you're obviously involved with Offaly now, and they're currently top of Division 1B, congratulations. But in your role there, are you able to get involved in the minutiae of things like that? Are you able to get involved in, for example, injury prevention in Offaly?
No, so we leave that to the pure professionals of our medical team and our physios. So my role, I suppose, I would have had the opportunity back in 2023 to get involved as a performance coach, which was predominantly working one-to-one with players away from the pitch, and trying to help them achieve their goals. And that kind of evolved into more of a role. It's into coaching a bit on the pitch last year and doing a bit from a defensive point of view. And I've just continued the same this year, so we have a strong Tip contingent down there at the moment. Myself and my brother Martin and Seamus Callan has joined us this year to help out with a bit of forwards coaching. So,
and you enjoyed the coaching things? Because, I mean, for example, I coach underage football, and I have to say it is the best thing I've ever done in my whole life is get involved in underage football coaching. And I never played the game, but you obviously played it to the highest level possible. And now you're coaching, as you said, doing a bit on the sideline, working defensively and all that. Do you enjoy that element of it?
I do. And I think, you know, obviously when the opportunity arose in 2023, I wasn't long out of the intercounty game myself as a player. So I kind of thought it was a good one to get back involved because Offaly at the time were in Division 2, were playing in the Joe McDonough. And I thought, okay, well, we won't be playing Tipperary, so I won't have that.
Mm.
But as it turned out, we got the Joe McDonough final and we ended up playing Tipperary in the playoff in the championship that year. So I didn't really go to plan. But no, it's been a great learning experience. It's completely different. I mean, you see what it's like at the other side of the white lines. But really, really enjoyable. And, you know, you're learning so much about yourself, the way that you need to approach things differently. Mm. And it can be a bit of an adjustment when you've been so used to just being the player. It's refreshing and it's enjoyable. And there's a great group there in Offaly. And we've a good management team that I enjoy working with. And the manager, I suppose, probably why I ended up there, was Johnny Kelly has been a manager of a team, or a club team, for 5 years before he got involved with Offaly. So
Yeah. That
was the connection. And really enjoy working with the lads and enjoy working with the players.
There's a lot of rule changes in football at the moment. I was just wondering, is there anything you'd like to see change in hurling?
No.
Keep it as it is. Carl's agreeing with you.
We're not going to go any further, Dave.
Okay, that's absolutely fair enough. Carl Minogue is sitting here delighted that you're on the other end of the phone, but he wants to ask you questions, so I think I'll let him away and let him loose on this one.
Well, look, Brendan, look, this is a national radio station and it's a national radio show, but you know what? I'm going to talk about one of the greatest days that I've ever had as a Tipperary man. Brendan, you've given me a lot of great days in the blue and gold. I'll remind you of one here.
GAA President Eoghan O'Farrell making the presentation. Liam McCarthy goes to the Tip captain, Brendan Maher. Tipperary are back. They're back once again as champions under Michael Ryan. Cue the celebrations. They're champions for the 27th time ever. Rightful All-Ireland champions for 2016.
I can see the hair standing up on his arms here, Brendan.
Right, together now we'll all sing, sleeve them on. But Brendan, I often, you know, when I'm lying down in bed at night and I can't sleep and I'm just thinking, often I try and dream of days where I might climb the steps of the Hogan stand. I'm wearing the blue and gold jersey of Tipperary and I lift Liam McCarthy in front of my county men. Do you ever lie down in bed at night and think, yeah, I've done that, I'm happy now?
Well, I can't think of it, but I'd be lying if I said I don't. I'm sure I have done, but that's nearly 9 years ago now. It's hard to believe.
Yeah. Even when you're driving down the car up and down to Offaly, you must often just think of those days.
Yeah, that little smug look in the mirror and you're kind of thinking, yeah, I did that. No, I don't. No, I try to stay as modest as I can now, Cahill. But yeah, it's obviously a nice memory to have. And I actually, would you believe, for me, there was probably a more special moment is bringing the cup back into Borrisleigh the day after.
Wow.
I just have a vivid memory of coming around the bend at the Garda station and looking into the square in the town, and it was thousands of people. And I think it really was a moment where it reminds you of what it's all about and bringing it back to kind of the grassroots of your family, friends, you know, your club, and kind of who you're representing, I suppose, for want of a better word. So the memory when I think back on that is actually the Monday night. Now, I had a few drinks to meet.
Yeah.
But that's the emotional side of it. That was really when it kicked in for me.
Brilliant. Well, look, speaking of who you're playing for when you have that jersey on, you're playing for Tip GAA, and Tip GAA have got a Win a House Draw fundraising campaign. This is a brilliant idea because I know some of the other counties have done it. So what's the story with your one?
Yeah, and this is, Cahill now is going to sit up a little bit higher again, I think, in the chair when I tell you where the house is actually.
Don't tell me.
Don't tell me it's Cashel,
for God's sake.
Well, you picked the greatest town.
Yeah, so the house is in Cashel. It's a stone's throw from the motorway, so it actually is a really good location.
Right.
And to be fair, not just saying this because of the man that's sitting beside you there, but Cashel, I suppose, is a town that's been reinvigorated over the last number of years.
Yeah.
There's been significant investment. It's drawn, I suppose, a fair bit of tourist attraction. It's a nice place.
Well, then there's your man on the radio who never shuts up about it either. Like, so, you know, he's...
I'm sure, yeah.
I'm sure he's being paid to do this, is he?
Yeah. But look, it's been something that's been run by different counties, but Tipperary are doing it at the moment. This money is purely being ring-fenced for development. And it's probably something that, you know, all ages, clubs, everyone will avail of, hopefully, if they can achieve the objective of upgrading Cumann Morris Park into a proper kind of centre of excellence for teams to use. So that's the purpose of the draw. The house itself is lovely, by the way. Just saying it, but there's a, you know, you can enter the draw for the house, or also you can take a cash.
Now this is interesting. I want to quiz you on this, right? So yeah, so the house is valued at €350,000. You can win the house. But if for some reason, and I don't know why, Cathal, but if for some reason somebody didn't want to live in Cashel, yeah, they have the opportunity of taking €300,000 in cash. Now, Brendan, I'm sure through the T's and C's you can't enter, but just imagine for a second, like you would, that you enter, if you were to win the prize, would you take the house or would you take the money?
I think I'm taking the money, Dave. Mm. And it's not that I have anything against Cashel, but it's literally over the road.
So. you have the house sorted.
Yeah, it's not too exotic for you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll stay in my house here in Bursley and I'll use the cash. So it is. Look, there's a good incentive there for, you know, obviously this is a Tipperary GA fundraiser.
Sure, yeah.
We realise like that, you know, the housing market is a tough place at the moment, and there is a good incentive there for people to buy a ticket. There's also a good incentive for local GA clubs, which I really like about this initiative. So you can purchase a physical ticket through any of the clubs in Tipperary, and the club itself will get €30 of the €100.
Oh, that'll stay in the club. Oh, that's brilliant.
It will stay in the club. So ourselves here in Bursley, we have north of 150 tickets sold at the moment. Mm. So, you know, we're hoping that we'll have 6,000-7,000 of money raised out of this. And obviously we're helping Tipperary GA as well. So
you are, and obviously then for anyone.
Well, obviously, I was going to say if you know of anyone, Dave, but the man beside you, I'm sure, will have be selling you a ticket from Cashel GA and making sure that they get the €30.
I've no doubt. He's a backpack out there full of them. They're bursting out of the seams there.
I'm walking around today if MHQ selling them every day, Brendan.
No, that is great, idea. Though. It is a great idea.
And people that are listening from abroad or from anywhere around the country that have an affiliation with a club in Tipperary, it's a nice way to just show a bit of support to both.
Well, hey, listen, as you said, though, right, you don't have to have any affiliation with a club in Tipperary. You don't have to care about hurling. You can go to winahouse.ie, enter. You can end up winning a house that you may or may not want, or €300,000 cash. Like, it's a decent prize.
It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Everyone wins. Right, listen, quick fire round before I let you go, Brendan. What are you currently obsessed with?
Food.
Okay, in particular, anything, or just in general?
Eggs.
Eggs?
Right. Yeah, I love eggs.
Go on, what's your favourite way to serve eggs at the moment?
At the moment, we're on boiled.
Right.
We're going back to basics, but I'd be fond of scrambled or poached eggs as well, but I have eggs every day.
Love it. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Marty Morrissey.
Hey. Great answer. Carl, delighted with that. Go back to when you're about 8 years old. What was the name of the national school you're in second class?
Fantan National School. We also called it Fantan University.
Firstly,
and we had all of about 36 pupils.
And tell me, when the teacher said it was time for a suspiog little break and take out your lunchbox, what was in your lunchbox?
If it was a treat day, I used to have bread and Nutella.
That wow. Nothing wrong with that, in fairness. And the final question, Brendan, I ask all my guests, and I know it's a weird one, but go with me on this one, because I don't do it. I want to know, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I've been listening to you about this, Dave, over the last number of weeks. It's driving me wrong because I keep second-guessing myself when I'm in the shower now. From a hurling perspective, obviously, when
obviously,
I'm training,
yeah,
that you have
yeah,
to.
Fair.
But then I started asking myself, like, do I actually do this kind of almost subconsciously or unconsciously? And I do wash my legs.
That's right, okay. You've had enough time to think about it. You've reached a conclusion. The scientific experiment has happened. You do wash your legs. Right, well, listen, it's up to you, Brendan. That's the main thing about
this is what's happening, Dave. You're infiltrating even All-Ireland winning captains when they're in the shower.
In my head when I'm in the shower. Not good.
As long as you're not picturing me in the shower, Brendan, that's all you have to remember. Come here, you're an absolute legend, Brendan. Thank you so much for taking the time for chatting. And listen, best of luck with the winahouse.ie and best of luck with Offaly, and sure, maybe Tip will win the whole thing.
Thanks a million, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.